Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Grace and peace to you today as you are on this great journey of life and you're loving life and seeing good days because you know who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. Go spread that light to someone today in the middle of a dark world. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. You are the salt of the earth. How can the world be salted if the salt has lost its flavoring, has lost its savor? So go and be that salt and light today on planet Earth. We are at the last section of the 26th chapter of Acts, where Paul has presented his case in front of King Agrippa and the governor Festus. And we pick it up in verse 24. Now, as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad." But he said, "I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason." Now, of course, we know that the word mad, as translated here, doesn't have anything to do with anger, but has to do with, literally in the Greek, mad would have been out of your mind. We might even call it crazy. Paul says, "You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not out of my mind. I'm speaking the words of truth." I like his last word of verse 25, the words of truth and reason. He's reasonable. And God's argument is a reasonable argument. Isaiah said, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow." Reasonable God. And there's a reason behind truth. It is not without reason. The king before, I'm in verse 26. "For the king before whom I also speak freely knows these things, for I'm convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner." I like the literature there. And he's appealing to the fact that King Agrippa knows his Torah. He knows the prophetic language. And Paul is saying, "Agrippa, you know what I'm talking about. This stuff wasn't done in private. You've heard of this Jesus. You know the prophecies. You know what's supposed to happen. You know what was on its way. Nothing has been done that you're not aware of." By appealing to King Agrippa's scriptural knowledge, Paul is adding him to the argument. And Agrippa's response is one of the New Testament's most famous responses to the gospel. It's Acts chapter 26, verse 28. Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." This is the almost persuaded mentality. A lot of people have been there through the course of time. Almost persuaded of the things of God, but just unable to really surrender themselves to the will of the Father, to really turn their heart towards Christ, for whatever reason. They're blinded to their own condition. They're blinded to the love of God, to the goodness of God. I've said before and say again, I don't think there's a man on the earth that, if he truly understood the love of God, could resist the love of God. His love is irresistible, and yet man resists it every day. Why? I think it's because his eyes are blind. He doesn't really know how good God is. What we're trying to do, and this is what Paul was trying to do, is open the eyes of people to the reality of God's goodness so that they will want to know Him as we know Him. If we don't present Him as a good God, then we don't have a chance at getting people to open their eyes. Agrippa was almost persuaded, but not fully. And Paul said, "I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains." We'll talk about that and finish the chapter tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.